Microphone check, 1, 2, mic checker. Special Thanksgiving edition of The Usual with Mike from Duval. Shout out to Anchor FM and Spotify. They make it free and easy, all that good shit and whatnot and what have you. And I might just skip the little fancy intro because I'm going to add the little sponsorship on this particular episode. Shout out to Fizzy. Shout out to Slim on the check-in. Shout out to everybody in the comments and the live chat. Shout out to the big time. Shout out to the Grabbers. Shout out to the whole Cosmic. Okay, so this is what we're gonna do. Instead of shout outs, I'm switching it up. And we're doing thank yous. Because it's Thanksgiving. So this is a Thanksgiving episode. Shout out to the ambient music in the background. I'm gonna turn it down because we got Slim, the co-host with the mostest. She's filling in for Rare Breed right now. Y'all know Rare Breed got the title. I ain't even gonna front on my dog like that. But this is Slim, General of the Slims. General of the Slim Gang. Slim, so nice you had to say it twice, as they say in the olden times. But let's see where we're gonna start at. I'm thankful. You know what? I am thankful for gray sweatpants. These are not necessarily in any order. And like they say, if I forget you, charge it to my head and not my heart. I used to love saying that shit all the time. But this is in no particular order. I am thankful for gray sweatpants. Appreciate that. I'm thankful for the gifts that come down on the comments and the POF live, meet me, the scout live, that little vibe. But the thing about gray sweatpants, let's get to the real issue. I'm thankful that the male gender has an avenue. I'm just saying. I'm thankful that us. Well, I speak for myself. Yeah, okay, I feel you. I'm thankful that as a member of the male gender, I have an avenue to express, you know what I'm saying, the aesthetic nature of my anatomy, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm just saying, some things just happen, you know what I'm saying, just happen to protrude in a salacious and a savory manner, might I say so. So the same way in which a gluteus maximus or the life-giving breasts of a woman would just, you know what I'm saying, naturally and majestically just be displayed, you know what I'm saying? There's a natural and majestic, you know what I'm saying, sentiment to the phallus and the infamous dick print as we have modernized it. So I'm thankful for the gray sweatpants. I am indeed thankful for the gray sweatpants. And I'm thankful as Will Smith. So shout out to the two sets of Grabbers. Shout out to the two. Now here's a thankful. I'm thankful for the members, like she said, not all members. So we're not going to generalize because that's one of my pet peeves. You know what really grinds my gears? I'm thankful for Family Guy and animations and cartoons that touch on the social commentary of life, but still have a nice, I don't say a dark humor, but a relatable humor. But I'm thankful for the members of the female gender who know how to kegel the dick without, like, you know what I'm saying, entirely snatching off the condom. Because sometimes, you know, you don't want to go through the whole ordeal of always. It's not a big task, but you know what I'm saying, sometimes you got to check. You know what I'm saying, you got to pull the turtleneck back, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to check, make sure it ain't come off. Sometimes it gets left in. I'm thankful for condoms that don't get lost inside the pussy. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for those. This is a thing. I'm thankful for platforms such as these. They allow you a very wide-ranging opportunity for networking in so many levels and in so many dynamics. So I'm thankful for that. Let's see what else am I. Oh, G shit. Let's rewind. First and foremost, we thankful for life, health, and strength. And we're thankful for our loved ones, and we want to hold them close, and we want to tell them, you know what I'm saying, what they mean to us in person. Even though I'm thankful for the advent of technology, though, you know what I'm thankful for? I'm very thankful for that area. There's like an area, like a physical, like in physical terms, like there's like a space or like a environment. Like when you're dealing with somebody face to face, there's like a little energy, like when somebody getting in your circle or whatever. There's an aura, yeah. When the auras kind of collide and they're intertwined, and I'm thankful for that exists within, you know, person to person, face to face interaction. I'm thankful for that in that essence, that aura, that sometimes it's so palpable. That's one of my favorite words. Sometimes it's so palpable you can smell it. You feel me? Not just the scent. Shout out to Queens Village, New York. But not just the scent, but you can just smell sometimes optimism, sometimes opportunity. Sometimes you can smell intrigue. You can smell, you know what I'm saying, innovation, not just for gain, but sometimes innovation just for the pure pleasure of seeing something evolve out of its original function. You feel me? But not to go on the deep end, though. I'm thankful for breasts and titties. I'm thankful for
hot dogs, because a lot of food would be nasty and a lot of people wouldn't be eating out here.
Yeah,
so
all right, which brand of hot sauce are we more thankful for? Louisiana or what's the other one? The Texas
Pete? Louisiana! That's the home of the nigga.
Big time. She said, that's all we have to say about that.
I'm thankful
for condiments. I'm big thankful for condiments in general, your barbecue sauces. Ooh, whoever, the nigga who invented the sauce packet for barbecue sauce and sweet and sour sauce, even though they come in different, some be deeper, but the nigga who was like, let's get a little packet for these bitches and a little plastic shit that you can peel away. I'm big thankful for that. The motherfucker who compartmentalized condiments in the to-go fashion, I'm thankful for that nigga. I'm thankful for the YKK people who invented the zipper. I'm thankful for them. YKK on your zipper, cooler than Freddie Jackson sipping on a milkshake in a snowstorm. I'm thankful for Outkast.
Now I can eat that shit on the regular because we know it's good now.
Hey, she say, shout out to the first nigga to catch a salmon. That's real. Hey, G shit, shout out to the first nigga who probably watched some bears in a little riverbed catching fishing for the motherfucking salmon. Was like, you know what? I'm gonna try that shit.
For real, let me see what them niggas.
Shout out to the first fisherman to make some grabbers for real, to grab fish out the goddamn water. Hey, shout out to fishermen. I think that's an underrated profession. Just a skill and hobby in general. I ain't fished in a minute. Shout out to all the elders that keep fishing in the lineage and pass it down and make it a heritage type thing. Shout out to fishing.
Shout out to Gorilla. I'm gonna give a special shout out to Gorillas, they influence the people to do a lot of things, especially the male species. So I definitely
want to
thank the gorillas for all they doing. Like, keep gorilla in on.
Keep gorilla in on. That's gorilla apostrophe. Is it A-N, gorilla in, or I-N-G? Yeah, gorilla in with the I-N-G. Keep gorilla in on.
It's a verb, so we put the I-N, the I-N on it because we doing it.
Hey, shout out to Gorilla Glue, the strand that came and went. It was a trend and a fad, and niggas just started naming they shit Gorilla Glue. Hey, I'm thankful for Tree Man who just got good shit. They don't really be having names. You could tell whether it's indica or whether it's, you know what I'm saying, sativa by the effect, but fuck the name, man. Hey, I'm thankful for them niggas who just slang you good shit.
They say that we all from like different people and stuff. I am thankful for the nigga with the big nigga who started the big nigga plan.
Hey, so start that. Hey, that's the Mandingo. It was a Mandingo nigga from forever ago, so we definitely thankful.
I don't know where he at or where he represents, but I got several flowers and bouquets I want to throw in there. That's a good goodness, he made America great again.
Hey, roses in real life. Flowers for Algernon, face ass. I'm thankful for anyone who gets that reference. But yeah, shout out. I don't say I'm thankful for it, but I may say I'm thankful for it in certain regards, because you know what I'm saying? Kind of gave me a lane to ride through, you know what I'm saying? I fit in somewhere. I belong. All right, my bad. Shout out to Anchor FM. I don't know if I peeked through that, but all that good. Let's see, what else am I thankful for? I'm thankful for sandwiches. The nigga who invented this, the first nigga to take two pieces of bread and put some shit between it. I'm thankful for that nigga. I'm big thankful for him.
Shout out to Chinese people for noodles. Because without noodles, a lot of us would have went hungry.
Hey, we thankful for the innovation. We big. We big thankful for the innovation of noodles, for real. The wizardry.
Shout out to the first people to go to jail that made the commissary menu. Bricks and goulash is delicious.
Hey, shout out to Bricks.
Hats off to the
show. Hey, shout out to the vendors who made them bricks possible. Because a lot of times it's the variation of the nutritional components of the shit that's available. So shout out to the honey bun. Wherever the honey bun go in the brick, shout out to his placement in the brick. Shout out to the honey bun's placement in the brick. Shout out to the honey bun with the icing.
Yeah, shout out to all the people who made junk food. Because otherwise we all be right here eating this and eating shit all day. Hey. So shout out to y'all.
Hey, we thankful. I say we thankful for the balance. We thankful for the balance of the bland, tasteless. Even though you can spice up some vegetarian food and some vegan shit and make it taste, you know, palpable and desirable. But you know, we thankful for the balance of the bland, healthy shit and the flavorful scrum diddly yumptious. Shout out to Ned Flanders, the scrum diddly yumptious bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We grateful. We thankful for the balance, the yin and the yang. That shit do be good. Hey, shout out to I'm thankful for taste buds. I'm thankful for vaginas that smell so delicious. Sometimes you just gotta take a whiff of them before you start eating them. And it sends you to a place of like delight and like euphoria. And it makes you, I don't know. You know how they say you can cook with love? This is for all the females and all the males. This is, you know what I'm saying? This is non-gender based. I'm thankful for everyone, because you make the world a better place. I'm thankful for everyone who gives head with love. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You can cook with love. You don't necessarily have to love the person, but there's a way you can lovingly, you know what I'm saying, and delicately and attentively and considerably, you know what I'm saying, perform fellatio on the motherfucker. The cunnilingus, as they would say on shout out to Big Bang Theory, man. I'm thankful for shows like that. I'm thankful for living single big time. What else I'm thankful for? I'm thankful for all them 90s shows that shaped and formed the nigga's psyche and shit. I'm thankful for all of them. Any more thanks, Slim? Cause I'm finna ride out. I got a couple just in the back of my mind lined up. They coming now. What else we thankful for?
I'm thankful for the plain potato salad, because it's one of the staples that all black.
Hey, I'm thankful for all the white people who know better than to put the raisins in the potato salad. I'm thankful for y'all. I'm definitely thankful for y'all. I'm thankful for those who are sensible enough. Sensible enough not to try it. Yeah, hold the raisins. I might title this, I'm thankful for everything. Hold the raisins. That might be the name of this segment. Thankful for everything. Thankful for who?
For Chick
Soda. Ooh, thankful for Winn Dixie. Even though all the bitches went out of business, we definitely thankful for the Chick Sodas. Oh man, Chick Sodas are like a rites of passage. It's almost like a staple in the black community. It's all season. It's like all season, all terrain type shit. So shout out to Chick Sodas, especially the strawberry and especially the peach. Peach is a very underrated Chick Soda flavor.
Tripping, the pineapple.
Oh, the pineapple orange was the modernized shit. To be honest, I'm so motherfucking old. I was the old man, like, get off my lawn when they came out with the, I'm like, y'all getting too trendy. Y'all getting like the fancy motherfuckers. But it is good though. I ain't even gonna
front.
I'm thankful for that one corner store that used to have the 3-liter sodas. I'm thankful. And them shit was like RC Colas. They was some random ass brand. But I'm definitely thankful for the innovative nigga who was like, we gonna put 3 liters of this shit in the store. I'm thankful for that nigga. I'm thankful for Sam's Club. I'm big thankful for Sam's Club. Shout out to family and friends. I'm thankful for the friends who were closer than family. And I'm thankful for the family who were closer than friends, and vice versa, and all that. Oh, thankful for the nigga who invented buttons. I'm big thankful for buttons. You know when they teach you about simple machines, you know you got the ramp, the wheelie, the lever, the pulley, but the button, man, the button is like a modern day simple machine. Let me see.
I'm thankful for whoever created porn.
Oh, big thankful for pornography.
For everywhere out here, you know what I'm saying? Hey. They mix their own stuff up into their own, but we all know where it started.
Big time, big time. Ooh, we definitely thankful for whoever invented the bra. Shout out to the contribution from Atlanta, Georgia, from the live stream, Mississippi's only hippie. I beg to differ, but I'ma stand on. She said, that's because you got big titties. I'ma stand on her laurels, though. Shout out to Morrow, Georgia. Welcome to the live podcast. This is the Thanksgiving edition of The Usual with Mike and Duval. One quick segment, just running off shit we thankful for. We done been up and down. The highlight of the thanks is definitely we thankful for the Mandingo tribe. We thankful for people who give head with love. We thankful for, what was the last one you just hit? The last one was a big one. The last one you just had, Slim. We thankful for, not buttons. What was that, the buttons? We are thankful for the nigga who invented the bra. Yeah, we thankful. The porn. That was the one. Yeah, we definitely thankful for porn. I was saying, I bet porn been around since like 7,000 BC, 7 billion. Shout out to the, because he basically, the first motherfucker to repackage or the, because see, let me see. If somebody I guess it's called voyeurism, but if somebody watches somebody have sex, is that considered porn? Because I'm thinking technology before cameras and before the internet and before you could make tapes and VCRs and shit, you know, entertainment was just visually what you watching, like the theater, like Shakespeare and shit. So if you watching the motherfucker perform sex, nigga, that's porn. Thankful for whoever, would you say, perfected liquor? Yeah. Hey, thankful for the liquor connoisseurs. Real quick, research team. Pornography, by definition, according to Google, is printed or visual material containing. See, once they say visual material containing, it makes you think video, but it doesn't say video. It just says visual. So if you seeing niggas fuck, that's porn. Visual material containing the explicit description or display of sexual organs or activity intended to stimulate erotic rather than aesthetic or emotional feelings. So yeah, niggas was doing porn in the Garden of Eden, my nigga, for real, for real. Shout out to pornography, oldest time. But yeah, we thankful for weed, thankful for inebriation, we thankful for sobriety too. We always got a balance. Thankful for the niggas who perfected wine, liquor, the grapes, the barley, the leaves. We thankful for panties. Oh, I'm thankful for Aaliyah, who sparked the whole vibe of, like, not necessarily cross-dressing, but women having that masculine vibe, because what that later turned into was the boy shorts movement. I attribute that to Aaliyah and all them. And like the brat and all the little bisexual and lesbian women back in the G. Because once women start wearing boy shorts, man, the booty cups, the Reese's peanut butter cups at the bottom have been looking so much lovelier. Thankful for sundresses. Thankful for see-through dresses. Thankful for boy shorts. Thankful for, that's my version of gray sweatpants. Thankful for women who send a message to their presumed partner when they wear no drawers and let niggas know it's time to fuck, when it's time to go down and go down. You know, I'm gonna let you know what time it is. Thankful for them. Thankful for those who communicate their needs, whether it be, well, I'll say more so sexually, but thankful for those who, you know what I'm saying, speak on the itch. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you gotta scratch that itch. Thankful for Kool-Aid. Thankful for those who have that intuitive DNA to know the correct ratio and balance of sugar to water to Kool-Aid. Thankful for that. Thankful for emotional engineering. Big thankful for that. I'm thankful for all the beautiful. Oh, big V-I-B-E-S. Thankful for the vibrations. Big thankful for the vibrations. Thankful for the Thankful for all the beautiful, I ain't even gonna just say women. Thankful for all the beautiful people I ran into on this particular app and platform, male, female alike. You know what I'm saying? Thankful for all the interesting people, all the diverse opinions and perspectives. Life is good. Life is amazing. And I don't want to say it ain't really no positive, what they call it, optimistic shit, but I'm thankful for, you know what I'm saying, standing on the truth, standing on, you know what I'm saying. And that's where vibes come into me, like, not necessarily owning up to your shit, but ain't no way doing that, but thankful for those who know how to be comfortable in their own skin, stay in their lane, and give off those vibrations of progression in one's own right. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily perfection, but progression. Thankful, the thanks are merging in the shout outs real quick. Shout out to 22 minutes in. I was gonna make this shit 15. That shit turned into about 22. That's pretty cool, man. Shout out to the vibrations, abbreviated as vibes. Shout out to the shout out to the live stream. Shout out to the keyboard. Like I used to always say, it's the same interface, man. Shout out to the keyboard and the camera, man. Shout out to the keyboard and the camera. Shout out to another home team vibe sliding through. Ray the Great, shout out to you on the little live stream. Shout out to the Meet Me Scout Instagram live stream, live account, comment section, my bad, not live account, but comment section. Shout out to Rare Breeze, shout out to Sunshine Slim, shout out to Slim Slim, shout out to Slim Baby. Shout out to Saya Energy, shout out to Naked Poetry, the original vibe on the anchor. Thankful for Naked Poetry Heavy, because she put the original battery in the back, was the original catalyst. Like, you got such a nice voice, you should really do this podcast thing. Anchor FM, and she gave me that spill that I be spilling the Anchor FM is free and easy, da da da. Shout out to I'm thankful for remembering passwords to shit like Anchor FM. Thankful for those backup emails to get it, you know what I'm saying, to recover them bad boys. Thankful for the recovery emails that actually go through meet me. I've been waiting on my recovery email from y'all for like a year and some change. But let's wrap it up with some more thanks, man. I'm thankful for motherfuckers who know how to play their position. Thankful for motherfuckers who know how to stay out the way. Thankful for adult motherfuckers who actually, you know what I'm saying, act like adults. Thankful for in the past, it would be a shout out to new pussy and renovated pussy and elite pussy and entrepreneurial pussy and all that, but I'm thankful for the female agency. I'm thankful for a woman's agency. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the anatomy. I'm very thankful for the silhouette of a woman, like the shadow, the outline. Thankful for the curves. Thankful for the nigga who invented curves. The nigga who invented curves. Thankful for the first nigga to burn some food and then end up calling that shit cooking. Thankful for that nigga. Let me see. I might stretch this out to a cool 30 minutes while you bullshit. I'm thankful for the non-gossiping ass niggas and the non-gossiping ass bitches. I'm thankful for y'all. If I can find a way to get that Bitches Versus Sisters song by Jay-Z to slide on the end of this, that's what I would be most thankful for. People who embody that sentiment and that undertone. Thankful for Chargers that, not the football team, but I'm thankful for Chargers that act right. Charger adapters that have the appropriate level of voltage and hertz or whatever this fuck that shit called to charge your phone. Thankful for phone chargers. Thankful for the advent of technology overall in general. I always heard the stories and the accounts and the pretty much the modern black history of how an African-American male was very influential in the design development of the web, the internet, the world wide web. So I'm thankful for that nigga. Thankful for the social experiment. It's alive and well, it's still popping. Might as well just round these 4 minutes out, these little 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Thankful for life, health, and strength, how I slid on the top of that. Appreciate that gift, Slim. Thankful for Slim. Slim, so nice you had to say it twice. Holding down the co-hosting duties for this evening. Shout out to Merle Georgia sliding through. I'm gay with four Y's. I'm thankful for Dave Chappelle's comedy. I'm thankful for comedy in general. I'm thankful for sports entertainment. I'm thankful for independent-minded individuals. I'm thankful for free-thinking individuals. I'm thankful for people who have their own minds. I'm thankful for people who aren't sheep. I'm thankful for just the concept and the idea and the ideals of being in tune with, I don't want to say the greater good, but being in tune with your fellow man and having the common good in mind while simultaneously, you know what I'm saying, preserving what is unique about oneself and still, you know what I'm saying, stepping in your own footsteps, stepping to your own beat. Like I said, being comfortable in your own skin and not necessarily being a contrarian all the time, but I'm thankful for. Again, I gotta reiterate it and be what they say, I'm redundant with it. But I'm thankful for independent thought. Thankful for free-ranging thought. Thankful for unorthodox opinions. I'm thankful for non-traditional means and methods of doing things. While at the same time, I'm thankful for the tried and true and what they say, the established, validated, or the practice measures of practice. You know what I'm saying? To practice things, you know what I'm saying, the things that have been proven to yield results. Thankful for that as well. Oh, I'm very thankful for patterns. Akilah and the patterns. Very thankful for patterns. Thankful for rotations like the motherfucking sun. Thankful for the galaxy. I'm thankful for pantheism. Thankful for the universe. Give thanks. Bless the fuck up. Thankful for Haile Selassie, the first shout to the emperor. Thankful for Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Thankful for Fela Kuti. Thankful for Muhammad Ali. Thankful for El Malik Shabazz. Thankful for Malcolm X. And thankful for Detroit Red. Thankful for Martin Luther the King Jr. Thankful for the vibes. My dad said, it's not going to be fair. And she was right. It's not going to be fair. Top of the vibes list. I almost was going to say, it's a tie. But yeah, shout out to you and you two. 30 seconds left. This has been a special drop of the Thanksgiving episode. Mike give thanks. Thanks, Mike. It's a thanks miking. Shout out to everybody and everything, except the two motherfuckers I got beef with. Still, fuck y'all ain't. But I'm thankful for being me. This has been... another episode of The Usual with Mike from Duval.